This is the Dr. Linda Mental Show.
Welcome to the Dr. Linda Mental Show. I'm Chris, and today we have a very special edition for you. A while ago, Dr. Linda met up with her good friend and songwriter, Steve Seiler. Over the years, Steve has written and produced lots of music, and he's worked with top musicians and record companies. He's the founder of Music for the Soul, and later in the program, we'll let you know how you can get Steve's music. This interview was recorded at the National Religious Broadcasters Convention in Nashville, Tennessee. Let's revisit Dr. Linda and Steve's conversation about his project, Somebody's Daughter. This collection of music will help you if you are struggling with pornography addiction. Today's discussion may be a bit sensitive for young ears. Here's Dr. Linda.
We're going to talk today about the very thing that Steve has focused his ministry on, and that is the healing power of music and how music can take our emotions and move us to a place that not only gets us in touch with whatever we're feeling, but can move us to that healing part of whatever issue we've struggled with. And Steve has done so many different topics here in Music for the Soul. If you go to the website, you'll begin to see that he covers everything from difficult subjects like suicide and depression and pornography, which is the topic we're going to talk about today. And I want you to listen and stay tuned for this topic. This is a very, very important subject because we know that so many people are caught in the grips of pornography. And we know that in the church, this is really a problem, especially among ministers, which a lot of people don't think about. And medical students often use pornography as a way of reducing the stress of going through medical school. Mm-hmm. So this is something that the church absolutely has to talk about. They don't like to talk about, but we're going to talk about it today. And so Steve Seiler is my guest. He has so many credentials. I'm going to say a little bit about you. You were working for marketing in A&M Records in Los Angeles, and you have worked with a number of popular artists that we would all know, people like Smokey Robinson, Kenny Loggins, Patti LaBelle. I mean, these are names that people know. And then you moved over into the Christian part of it. You're a Dove Award-winning songwriter as well. You've worked with Point of Grace, B.B. Winans, Bob Carlisle, Sandy Patti, Larnell Harris. I'm saying this, and Steve hates it when I talk about his accomplishments. But I want you to know that, because I want you to know that he was in that glitz and glamour world of Hollywood and even Christian music, and he left it all and founded this ministry for Music for the Soul because that's the kind of person he is. He wants to do something that's going to be eternal and that is really going to touch the lives of people. So welcome, Steve.
Thank you very much for having me, Linda.
I'm always telling people about your organization and what you do because I know it's really hard for you to sort of promote yourself, but it's so phenomenal what you're doing.
Thank you.
So let's talk about this very difficult topic, mm-hmm. pornography. When you have started to talk about this and you have CDs on this in the church and stuff, what's been the reaction?
Well, it's interesting. You know, when we first came out with this project, we started with the CD, we had two different responses. One response was, we don't have that problem here. Then the second response would be there was one church in California that said, we've got 2,000 men, send us 2,000 copies.
Right.
Now, my view would be that the second church is living more in the real world because pornography is one of those issues that affects all of us. We live in a pornified culture. We don't have to be happy about it, but we do need to understand that, and we need to have a response that's realistic. We tell our kids the truth will set them free, and then when it comes to issues like this, we steadfastly refuse to tell the truth. So I just think that if we can just start by saying, okay, what kind of world are our kids growing up in, and how do we need to equip them to be able to deal with it? So for me, with the church, it starts with, you can't help your kids until you help yourselves. So first of all, we have to turn the light switch on and go, hey, we've got this problem here. Then we have to find ways to care for those within our midst who are struggling, whether they are staff members or congregants, because it happens across the board. And then we need to be able to mentor our kids. And then, and only then, do we have any right to speak to the culture at large.
And that's so well said, because we do have to get our heads out of the sand and start dealing with this issue. And I think the secrecy of an issue, because it has shame attached to it.
On our DVD, Michael Cusick says, when Jesus was on the cross, he wasn't there shaming me.
Mm.
If there's any point that the Somebody's Daughter Project makes, it's that. You do not have to be separated from the love of God because of shame. And so once you get free from that, then all kinds of things can happen. And so if people hear nothing else today, we've got to get away from this shame. We've got to get away from blame and guilt and all those things that bog us down and keep us from being all that we can be and keep us from the freedom that we have in Christ.
So let's listen to a couple of these songs that have to do with that, because part of it is recognizing that you're hiding.
Yes.
And we know that if we don't bring things out into the light, that the darkness continues to permeate a person's life. And so the secrecy, the shame, the guilt, all of those things that keep things in the dark. And this song talks about that.
The moment she was born, her mommy and daddy cried. Taken by the wonder of her life. From Barbie dolls to ballet shoes, from roller skates to lipstick and rouge, she's become a lady overnight. Why do I see only flesh? Look right past her heart. I try to tell myself I can't help what I feel. Then I remember she's somebody's daughter. Somebody's child, somebody's pride and joy, somebody loves her for who she is inside. She has a mother and father. She's somebody's daughter. The cherished creation made her body a temple for her soul. Why can't I appreciate the beauty that your hands have made and maintain my self-control? Cause when I see only flesh, you're looking at her heart. There is so much more to her than meets the eye. I need to remember she's somebody's daughter, somebody's child, somebody's pride and joy. Somebody loves her for who she is inside. She has a mother and father. Somebody's daughter. Heaven's own precious child. A person full of worth and dignity. When her beauty is defiled, I demean us both and fail to speak. She's somebody's daughter, somebody's child, somebody's pride and joy. Somebody loves her for who she is inside. She has a mother and father. She's somebody's daughter. She
a little bit about the idea of this is somebody's daughter.
Well, I didn't seek out to do this project. What happened was a dear friend of mine called me late one night and said that this was his issue and asked for me to walk with him and help him. And he had two gorgeous little daughters. And so immediately as we began to dialogue about it, I thought, well, you wouldn't want this for your daughters. I wouldn't want it for my daughter. So why don't we, and we're both songwriters, so why don't we write a song that expresses that? We wrote a song called Somebody's Daughter. And I would just like everybody listening to think about if it was your daughter, your sister, your wife, your mom, etc., then why is it okay for anyone's wife, sister, daughter, mom? And, of course, once you do that, it changes everything. I mean, it should be enough that we know that whatever we look at, Jesus is sitting next to us all the time anyway. But for some reason, that doesn't seem to be stopping enough of us. So let's make it real deeply personal. This is a flesh and blood issue.
Right.
I would not want my wife or daughter to be objectified in a pornographic film, in a magazine, in a billboard, you name it. So I'm not going to do that to anybody else's child. And well, everyone's God's child anyway, so it's
right.
always somebody's daughter.
You're right, and you're speaking to the choir here because you know that I am so big on the way we objectify women in this mm-hmm. culture and the way that we make them almost like soft porn on television. I get so disgusted by the artists that have talent, but mm-hmm. they're convinced by the music industry that they have to act like porn artists in order mm-hmm. to sell their music.
Well, and the thing people need to understand is that pornography touches on body image.
Mm-hmm.
It's related to higher cases of incest, domestic violence, rape, you name it. This is something that encourages misogyny.
It's like a gateway drug.
It is a gateway yeah. drug. It yeah. is a gateway drug. Yeah. And now we've got our kids with all the technology. Parents don't realize. I mean, the kids are Snapchatting photos of themselves in junior high school and sending them. I mean, come on.
Just the whole sexting phenomenon,
exactly.
which has been kind of widely accepted. A recent survey came out on Match.com and people admitting that about half of the people who are in dating relationships send texts with sexy pictures of themselves on there.
And that's one thing if you're 25 or 30. I still don't think it's a good idea. But if you're 5 or 7,
right. Right.
Now we're talking about the pathways of the brain being rewired
right.
for our kids before they even have a chance to discover what real intimacy is.
That's right. And they learn these sexual scripts, and what the research shows is that it not only changes the brain, the rewiring, like you said, Steve, mm-hmm. but it also changes the script for how they think romance and intimacy
right.
is supposed to take place. And then it takes a lot to undo that script and to get things back into a much more healthy idea of sexuality mm-hmm. and intimacy in relationships. But I love your phrase, and it's the title of the CD, Somebody's Daughter. And you know that I played with that when I went out to Las Vegas, and I was watching those guys and women and grandmothers handing out these very pornographic pictures mm-hmm. of young women trying to get people to obviously go and have a time with one
sure.
of these women. And standing next to them and just saying the phrase, she's somebody's daughter, made people so uncomfortable.
Yay.
And I thought, good, yeah, good. It allows people to not dissociate.
Right.
Because you have to dissociate. If you're a married man and you're walking in with a prostitute or you're looking at pornography, you have to dissociate the intimate relationship you're in otherwise.
Mm-hmm. Let me bring up, since we're talking about this,
yeah.
we did actually create a separate organization, and we have a separate website, shesomebodysdaughter.org, where people can learn about this initiative. So if they want to check out that, they can do that.
We'll hear more from Steve Seiler right here on the Dr. Linda Mental Show coming up.
This is the Mental Health Minute. Here's Dr. Linda.
Everyone worries, don't they? Well, just listen to the nightly news or read the economic forecast or even talk to your family. Hi, I'm Dr. Linda Mental. Opportunities to worry present themselves many times during our day. So why would God tell us not to worry when it almost seems like it's impossible? First, He knows the physical damage worry does to our bodies. Second, He wants to calm us down by taking the burden of control away from us. Hey, we don't have control, no matter how much we think we do. He does. And third, He wants us to trust Him. The root of worry is doubting God. Doubt is not trusting that God is who He says He is, or He will do what He says He will do. So every day, take your worries to God. rehearse His goodness, accept His grace, and walk in the confidence that He is in control and He's working all things for your good.
You're listening to the Dr. Linda Mental Show. Today, Dr. Linda is joined by songwriter and producer Steve Seiler. Steve talks about his CD project titled Somebody's Daughter. Let's go back to the floor of the National Religious Broadcasters Convention with Dr. Linda Mental and Steve Seiler.
Let's talk a little bit more about this process. So we're trying to get people out of the secrecy. We're trying to get people to admit that there's a problem, because we know, like any other problem in life, if you don't admit it's there, mm-hmm. you're not going to get help for it.
Right.
And then to start to think about what you're doing and to really make that real and to say, this is somebody's daughter or mm-hmm. a son.
Mm-hmm.
We're not just eliminating this exclusively right. to women, because there are certainly a lot of men who are caught up in this whole issue too, and are the object of women who use porn.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe a lot of our listeners are surprised that women are involved in pornography, but there is a growing number of women. And I guess it has to do with how we define it as well.
Well, and it has to do with the fact that we're normalizing it, that we're
right.
seeing more and more of
right.
it. And the more exposed everyone is to it, the more likely you're going to have increases in the numbers across the board.
Yeah, one of my mentors in the family therapy field, somebody, I won't mention the name, but somebody who is very well respected in the field of marriage and family therapy and has a type of therapy that so many people encourage and do. And I have known that therapy. I've used that therapy. I know the people who founded that therapy. And I was always thinking that this is so compatible to looking at it through a Christian lens. I didn't see a lot of issues with the therapy. But in one of the recent books that were written, there was a part in there on intimacy and sexuality in which he said, a little bit of porn in a marriage can really stimulate a marriage and make it better.
Yeah, that's like saying a little bit of arsenic is okay.
Exactly right.
A little bit of cyanide is all right. You know what? Porn is cancer, period.
That's exactly
There's no
right.
such thing as a little bit of porn being all right. That's a delusional statement.
Okay, and I'm with you, totally with you on that. And I was so distraught when I read that. But what it's going to do, Steve, is it's going to encourage couples that, oh, maybe we need to bring this into the bedroom. Maybe we need to use this to stimulate our romance to get something new going.
Let's find a scriptural defense for that statement.
Yeah, exactly. And let me encourage you that the idea behind that is novelty, which is the novelty of the experience bringing in. There's lots of ways we can bring novelty in.
How about the novelty of buying your wife flowers for no reason?
Yeah, there
or
you go.
Looking into her eyes for 5 minutes without saying anything, just to make a deep connection. Turning off the television. How's that for a novelty?
I think you need to write for that chapter and give some ideas to what the person was saying. But I want to bring that up because it is being normalized in our culture. But the good news is that there is hope
there
in
is.
Terms of helping people. And we want to make sure that we understand that if you were to give this CD to somebody who is struggling with it, it takes you through the process.
And the DVD as well. Keep in
yes,
mind, this
yes.
comes
oh,
as a set.
Oh, that's right. There is a DVD.
And there's a discussion guide, too. The Somebody's Daughter DVD has 60 minutes of content. There are 4 music videos, and then there's 45-minute documentary footage.
So there's a whole lot more.
Yeah. The individual music videos are, I believe, on YouTube.
So when we're hearing lots of interesting sounds, as we're talking to Steve Seiler here on the National Religious Broadcasting floor, so if you're hearing all that music, this is not music for the soul that you're hearing unless we tell you intentionally it is. It's the sound of being live on the floor. So we want you to get those DVDs. We want you to look at those CDs. If you know somebody, and all of you know somebody
mm-hmm.
who is struggling with this, just might want to encourage them. Can they go to the website and download the information as well?
Yes, Somebody's Daughter is available at musicforthesoul.org. It's available as a download. They can buy physical copies as well. So it just depends on how they want to use it. Yes.
I'm just thinking, Steve, if somebody wasn't exactly at the point where they're thinking they need to do a whole lot with this, you wouldn't want to hand them a CD, but maybe you could encourage them to listen to a song and to listen to one of the download songs.
Yes, but I would also say this. I would say that this is a very grace-filled piece, and the way I've talked about it with people is, hey, you know what? I watched this. This is pretty interesting. You might want to check this out. Because what's going to happen is any man or woman who looks at this is going to learn something about this issue that they didn't know. I've had people say to me, I never realized, and then they complete the sentence. And not only men on the DVD, there's also a woman who speaks very compellingly about how it makes a woman feel when her partner's looking at pornography. So it's just a great education piece, and I think for anybody who's a parent or a grandparent or who is married to have that understanding of how this affects men, of how this affects marriages, it's a really positive thing. So I would encourage your listeners not to be frightened of the project. Again, the title is Somebody's Daughter, and we take that approach with it. There's no triggering imagery on the DVD. There's nothing on the CD that's going to upset anybody in that regard. It's very tastefully done. Lots of counselors, therapists, pastors helped us put it together.
And I think that's really important. So even you're saying even just use this as an awareness issue for people.
Absolutely. We get up every morning and we live in this culture. We don't really even see what's happening. And the minute you take this information and you walk out into the mall and you look through those eyes of thinking that everybody is somebody's daughter or somebody's son, you're going to see stuff and you're going to go, oh my gosh, that's not okay with me. I love telling this story about being at a large mall here in Nashville at Christmas time. Victoria's Secret, with a dominatrix display, Santa's Village set up 50 feet away.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
This is a 90% Christian community. How can this happen? Because we don't see it.
Right.
Because it's normalized. And so the raising awareness piece, seeing this piece, understanding what it does, and it helps give people a voice for talking about it.
Well, let's leave people with one of the songs from the CD, as we did before. We're talking about the issue of pornography on this show, but there's so many other issues. Just give us some of the topics that are covered in the other CDs.
We have something for breast cancer survivors. We have something for special needs families. We have something for eating disorders. We have something for people caregiving for a loved one in the home. A new project for those who are grieving, marriage difficulty. So we have 11 projects in all.
Go to the website, musicforthesoul.org, and thank you, Steve, for sharing this one. And this is a tough subject, guys, but like he said, if you look at the materials, you get the CDs, even if you were to take these to your church and listen to them as a Sunday school class and say, what's going on in America? What do we need to do? How do we need to be more aware?
Yes.
And then you might know people that are struggling with this problem. You should know people that are struggling with this problem, because so many people are. Reminding people when they're dealing with issues of pornography that she is somebody's daughter. She is valued by God. She is loved by God. No woman or man should ever be put in the position of being depersonalized, objectified, and devalued in the way that pornography does to any life. So thank you, Steve Seiler, from Music for the Soul, for joining us today and sharing this CD and other projects that you've done. We want people to go and look at everything that you've been doing. Appreciate
Thanks.
You.
Thanks for having me.
If you want to, you don't have to put a brave face on for me. Rage if you're angry. This is not the time to keep things nice and neat. Though it seems today like you could never heal. There's no way to escape the things you feel. So drink deep of the sorrow, drink deep of the pain. Don't let anybody tell you to get out. This is your cup, and you're the one who has to drink. Though the taste may go down bitterly, drink deep. Stare at the picture. Days gone by, wrestle with the questions. It's okay to keep on asking why. There'll be those who try to rush you through the grief, but I'm here to say, take all the time you need. Don't let anybody tell you to get out of the rain. This is your cup, and you're the one who has to drink till the taste of bitter turns to bitter sweet.
That's Drink Deep, the title track to one of Steve Seiler's projects dealing specifically with grief. You can learn more about Steve's music at the website musicforthesoul.org. This has been a special presentation of the Dr. Linda Mental Show, recorded at the NRB Convention in Nashville. For more information about Dr. Linda Mental, visit her website at drlindamental.com or follow her on Twitter at Dr. Linda Helps. You can also catch up with Dr. Linda on Facebook at Dr. Linda Mental, author and speaker. I'm Chris Weigel. Thanks for joining us today as we do life together on the Dr. Linda Mental Show.
The Mental Show is a production of WQLU-FM 90.9 in Lynchburg, Virginia.